Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. But before we get started, we definitely have to introduce my co-hostess with the mostest, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today?
I am great. How are you?
I am amazing, and I'm looking forward to hearing about who we're talking to today.
Absolutely. She is absolutely phenomenal, and I met this lady on social media, and we made an amazing connection, and she's doing so many things that she wanted to do, but now she's doing it, and I'm just so excited for her. So we're going to go ahead and get started. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, then. So I would love to be able to bring on the amazing Yvette Urquhart. She is phenomenal. I could truly say that when a vision is finally a reality in what she always dreamed of doing, and to see her doing it, oh my goodness, you are in for a treat. So Yvette, please, let's not delay any further. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for asking. So, what made you say yes to writing poetry in the upcoming Dear Daughter, Dear Son book?
What made me say yes? For one thing, I have a passion for writing. And for another thing, when you told me what the book was all about, the Lord just started giving me words to put together, poems to put in the book, because I love the idea behind the book, and I believe that it's just going to reach so many people and bless so many people, so I wanted to be a part of that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you mentioned that you wrote poetry for the book. Can you tell us a little bit about the poetry without giving us too much, of course?
The poetry that I wrote for the book?
Yes.
I wrote a poem for the daughters and the mothers. I don't have it in front of me right now because I write so much poetry. But just the love that a mother has for her, being a mother myself, that a mother has for her daughter and always wanting to have a son but never having a son. And just imagining the love that that a mother would have for her son, or what she would want to say to her son, or the type of life that she would want to have the son or daughter to live. So that was just the motivation, just thinking, you know, from my heart as a mother, how I feel toward my child and how I think other mothers would feel, of, you know, in writing something to their child.
When I received the poems, I was blown away. I mean, yes, I seen the work that you do, but it was so totally deeper when I read them. It was heartfelt. It was relatable on so many levels, and I was just totally blown away. Now, I know this is not the first time you've done this, and I believe this is truly, truly a gift that I wish and pray that many, many more people get a chance to experience. I remember you, we was having a conversation, and you turned around and you wrote something. And I was like, wait a minute, how did she pull all of that out just out of a little short conversation? When did you start writing poetry to a place where it come from a conversation that you were having with someone? When did that start? And what's your goals to be able to put this out here more so people could be able to have authentic poetry, not something that is on a Hallmark card where everybody's getting the same copy. I mean, something that's really authentic that you really took from their conversation and you pulled out the best parts. When are you going to start doing that? Plus also, when did you start doing writing poetry in that type of a way?
I've been writing poetry since like the fifth grade. And then like when I was in high school, I would write love poems for, you know, people who wanted to write poetry for their sweethearts. And then, I don't know, I think it's just a gift that God gave me. I just listen to people and I listen to their joys. I listen to their hurts. I listen to things that they say. And then a lot of my poetry is written off of that, off of, you know, it's conversations I've heard people say, or I know somebody's going through something. Like there was a lady at work, and that was back when I was in my probably late 20s, and her son passed away. And so I wrote her a letter from her son. He was like 17. And so I just kind of put myself in her shoe with being the, you know, mother of a son and losing a son, and thinking about that bond and what I think that son would say to the mother. And so I think it's just a unique gift, you know, God has given me. So I just tell people, hey, give me a few lines of what you want to say. I do, you know, for birthdays or for Valentine's Day, for Mother's Day or whatever. Just give me a few words of what you want to say, how you feel. And then I just go to God in prayer and just, you know, and pray about it and just let the Lord give me words and thoughts and put them together. And I just love doing it. That's my first love. I love writing, and I love writing poetry.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just the visual of that as you were telling the story. Quite a gift. Quite a gift. And so you are now using your gift not only to help individuals, but you're also writing poetry to touch the masses now. I do believe you have a poetry book out already and more to come. Yes,
I have a book out, and it does have poetry in it, and it has affirmations, and my book is Embrace It, Don't Erase It. So I do have that book out, and it's quite a few of my poems in that book. And like I said, I just write poetry for people on different occasions. And if I'm on different programs or different conferences and things, I have a signature one that I do called Survivor. And so that's one that, you know, everybody can relate to. Something is in that poem that everybody can relate to. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to touch the hearts and the minds of people and to encourage people and to inspire them, you know, and motivate them, and to, you know, just stir up something within them. Most of the, you know, just to touch the hearts of people. And so that's what I enjoy doing, is taking the words that somebody gives me, the word that God gives me, and just use them to bless someone.
I want the audience to be able to get a glimpse of something short that, because I mean, I heard all of them, y'all just powerful, but something short, not the of something that you wrote, like in this trying time, can you share a little bit of Survivor to the audience?
I can. Okay. I've been oppressed, distressed, depressed, and a complete mess, but I survived. I've been put down, held down, and thrown down, but I survived. I've been cheated, mistreated, defeated, and almost depleted, but I survived. I've been ashamed, defamed, called everything but my name, and almost driven totally insane, but I survived. I've been knocked upside the head, beat up and dragged, thrown around like a dirty rag, and left for dead, but I survived. I survived. I'm still alive. God is on my side. He said I shall live and not die. I survived. I survived. I survived. I survived because of the blood that he shed.
I survived because of the crown of thorns that was placed on his head. I survived because he died. I survived because he's still alive. I survived because God has a plan for me. He said, I shall not be destroyed by the hand of the enemy, but from the chains of the past, I will be set free, and all my pain and suffering will turn into victory. I survived. You survived. Yes, we survived.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What power in that delivery. What power in those words. And I could definitely see how in these trying times, people need those words of comfort to let them know that there is another way and that they will come through. So as you're writing your words and you are thinking about the world today, what would you tell someone who is a gifted poet like yourself, who may have not been receiving the success you've been receiving? What would you tell them to keep going?
I would tell them just to keep writing. Don't stop, because like I said, I've been writing for years, but it's just been like the last, that it's really, really been out there. I'd say like the last 5-6 years, because I used to write my poems and I just would put them in the book because I wrote just because I liked writing. So I would just write it and just put it away in the book. So back, I was working at Nationwide. I want to say I probably was in my, probably about around 1995. I met a young lady and we got to talking. And so we were talking about my poetry. Well, her and her father, they had a printing business. And so she started reading my poetry and she said, let me type these up for you, because I had it all written out. I mean, they were just written out in notebooks and things, or paper, whatever I can find to write on, I would just write on it. And so she took them and typed them up. And then she typed them up, she was reading through them. And then she showed them to her father, and he was like, what is she doing with this poetry? And she was like, I don't know. He was like, I will buy all this poetry from her and do something with it. And they fixed me up a real nice book with all my poetry typed up. And I still have it. And still for years, I didn't do it much with it. I just had it in a nice type book. So when I go out, I would have it ready to read if I read somewhere. But to me, I guess sometimes we maybe underestimate ourselves sometimes. But to me, it was just something that I just did. So to me, it was no big deal. It was just something I did. I love writing. I wrote. You know, and so it was no big deal. And then other people were like, no, this is good. And I entered a poetry contest in Florida, and I read my a couple of my poems for my boss at work, and they were like, you don't belong here, you belong somewhere else. But to me, writing was just what I do, so it really wasn't a big deal, you know? So I would say just keep doing it, and don't underestimate yourself. And with social media and things out there, just put it out. I mean, put it out there. I mean, it's your words. It's how you feel. So put it out. Just put it out there and see what happens. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed.
I remember the moment when you and I connected and you wanted to be able to put this book out for years, right? And when you finally said yes, you already had a hectic schedule, but you finally say yes to your book, right? Your purpose, what you always wanted to be able to do because you knew there was more for you. And we often go through these phases where we just self-doubt ourselves. It's not time yet. Or we talk ourselves out of our own blessing for whatever reason. You know, everybody else come first, we come last, whatever it may be. But the moment that you and I have connected, it was something special. And when you finally said yes to you this time, and to finally see you in your element, and then to be able to have your book that you always said that you wanted to be able to do, just have this book. And to see you, it's so hard for us to connect now. you are doing so many amazing things and constantly selling out of all of your books, I just wanted to say, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you putting you first, for you sharing your gifts on a whole nother level with the world. I mean, you do so many things, but this right here, you've been holding on to, and it's really changing people's lives when people pick up your book and say, dang, they want more. I want you to let people know, what's next for Yvette?
Engagement. And I'm on the vision board kit now. I did a Embrace Your 20 vision. I'm helping people to breathe life into their vision, given their doing the vision board, given their vision. The vision boards are become the hand of the vision that they have and walk to manifest. And so I've had more people that want me to do some more vision boards and just tell them that sometimes people say, well, the vision board doesn't work, but it works if you work it. And so just helping people to continue to believe, because like I said, this book, it was like 19 years that I've been saying I'm just going to write a book, and finally did it. So those visionary, you know, wait for it and just getting out there and pushing people. And I've become a life coach and want to be a transformation coach and helping people to transform those negative thoughts into positive thoughts and helping them to come from behind the living their dream in their mind and stepping on the stage of life and being seen and being heard and being a trailblazer and making things happen, being a game changer and just living out loud. So that's my desire, is just to be everything God has called me to be, and to I want to live so much so that when I die, I want to die empty. I want to have given all of myself in helping and to leading and to empowering and guiding and impacting and transforming, and so that when I die, I emptied on all of myself to make the world a better place.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if somebody wanted to get some of your poetry or join one of your vision board parties, how do they connect with you? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I am on social media, Embrace Life with Yvette on Facebook and Instagram and also Twitter. And I believe they can inbox me if they want poetry. And I believe my telephone number and things are on the on my Facebook page. So I'm easy to catch up with. Like I said, it's Yvette Urquhart, Embrace Life with Yvette. And just contact me, and I'll be glad to write you some poetry or share some things with you, or perhaps come to a vision board party, whatever I can to be a blessing to someone else.
Yvette, thank you so much for taking the time out of your hectic day to be able to share your purpose, your gift, your blessing to this Dear Daughter, Dear Son book. And I am so excited. I'm just so excited for what's next. And I just look forward to what's next for you to come in 2020. So continue to be laser focused and do what you are called to do.
Well, thank you so much, Yvette, for being on here tonight. We appreciate you sharing your poetry with us and sharing your thoughts with us. I know that the audience has truly enjoyed it.
I enjoyed being with you all.
Wonderful. And if you heard something tonight, audience, that resonated with you, reach out to Yvette. Tell her how it touched you. And better yet, reach out to her to find out how she can write some poetry for you that is personable and relatable. And then when you read the poetry in the Dear Mom, a Dear Daughter and Dear Son books, reach out to her and tell her how those resonated with her as well. As authors, we want to know how we're touching your lives and how we are reaching out to the masses. And you can always find us on Motivate Social Podcast at Change Your Minds Online on social media handles and Twitter at Change Mind Online without the E. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. We thank you for listening, and we always thank you for sharing out these wonderful interviews by wonderful people who are changing the world. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.